Hey, we're heading to Trojan country, Trojan nation. And one of our all-time favorites, Steve Fenimore, has East Lansing unbeaten and one of the top teams in Michigan. Good afternoon, Steve.
GOC, I was highly disappointed last Friday because on my top 10 list of favorite people from the Jackson area, I did not get a chance to see you because you were in my top 10, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was heading over there and I fell asleep, Steve. You know, I'm old.
Hey, man, I fell asleep on the bus coming down and it's only like a 35-minute drive.
Hey, Dan Crowley scared the bejesus out of you, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. You know, I have so much respect for Dan. While I was at Jackson Community College, which is now Jackson College, I got to know Dan when he was at Lumen, and I recruited one or two of his players, and him and I have stayed friends over the years.
Yeah, they had you by, I think it was 11, about midway in the third, and what'd you do? You turned down the afterburners there.
Well, you know what we did? We got them at halftime, and we kind of ripped into them a little bit with some positive messages, and you know, our guys came out, and that's the one thing about our team, Greg. We respond when we're trailing. We were down to Holt by 16 when we played them early in the year and bounced back. But Sonny had a great first half. He had 25 points, and we held them without a field goal in the second half.
Yeah. Brandon Johns gets all the ink. How good is he, Steve?
He's one of the top 10 best high school basketball players I've ever seen. And I've been watching high school basketball since the mid-70s. Back in New York City and now in Michigan the last 20 years, Brandon Johns is a top 10 player of all time that I've seen.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah, I would say that even if I wasn't coaching him, because the one thing about him, Greg, at the high school level, he impacts the game at both ends of the floor, and the best thing about it is he's such a great passer and a willing passer on offense.
Uh-huh. And I guess he can play a variety of roles for you, inside and outside.
Yeah, he plays every position, actually. He's one of the only guys that I've ever seen play all five positions for us. He brings the ball up at the point guard position, and he plays down low, and he's a great shot blocker. And I'll tell you the truth, the last guy I saw that was Magic Johnson, I think, in 1979 when he led the Lakers to the championship over the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the who was the big kid that in the Capitol that went out to Oregon, Steve?
Trev Emanuel?
Yeah. He could control a game on defense, but on offense he wanted to go outside. He did not hurt teams around the basket.
Yeah, Trevor's a good kid. Trevor's at Loyola of Marymount right now.
Okay.
And he's doing okay. Comes off the bench for them. You know, Trevor likes to drift out to the perimeter, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He was just okay inside. Brandon Johns has tremendous footwork in the post, and he's very fundamentally sound.
Mm-hmm. Can anybody challenge you in the league?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I know you're probably going to laugh at this, but on any given night, we can lose to anyone in our league. So our job as coaches, it's not so much the talent and the skill, Greg. It's more the mental mindset that we have to get these guys ready every single night.
Mm-hmm. And you have some young kids, too, don't you?
We really do. We have two sophomores and we have five juniors who are all in the rotation. And our four seniors do a really, really good job. But these guys have been through these battles, these games, these tough games. Tomorrow night, you know, Lansing ever comes to town, it's going to be a really, really tough game against them.
Well, you just got a factory going over there, Steve. A lot of young kids, it seems, the last couple of years have come through that program.
And what I'm most proud of, Greg, in my 7 years here at East Lansing, we do it the right way. We bring in, you know, or we take kids with high character on the team. You know, academically, they have to be, you know, really well in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so much easier. I got a great compliment last week down in Jackson in the gym. A guy came up to me and said, "Coach, I've been watching you for a long time, and I really like how your players play. They're good teammates, and it's a joy to watch." And I really, really like that comment.
Well, you don't recruit, do you?
No, we're not allowed. It's funny because Trevor Emanuel, who we talked about before, his dad wanted to send him to East Lansing when he came back from Oak Hill Academy. And mm-hmm. I've received numerous emails from parents around mid-Michigan, and I just direct them to our athletic director. I never talk to a parent about basketball.
Yeah, Steve, I've been barking about it's hard to watch a Big Ten game because the officials, I can almost say every game I've watched this year, the officials are dominating the games. There is no continuous play. How's it going in basketball, in high school basketball?
You know, it's up and down, Greg. Against Jackson, I believe there was only 8 total fouls in the first half, 4 on us, 4 on Jackson. And it was such a smooth, you know, the pace was great. The flow was fantastic. There was no stoppages. And I really do think the refs tend to overreact sometimes, especially out on the perimeter. I was watching a game last night, and they were calling some ticky-tack fouls out on the perimeter. I think you got to let these kids play. You got to let the college guys play a little bit more and see what happens.
Yeah, it just you can't get up and down the floor, Steve, 2 or 3 times without a whistle.
And you know what? It really makes it hard as a coach, substituting, you know, keeping guys out of foul trouble. I mean, let's face it. The fans come to the game to see the players play. So let these guys play a little more physical, and the game will be a lot much better.
Yeah, I can't believe you've been up there 7 years already.
I know. It just feels like yesterday I was driving down 127 South to coach Nick Minerath in a game against Mott Community College with you and Tommy sitting courtside there announcing the game.
Those were a couple of fun years, weren't they?
You know, Nick Minerath is one of my favorite players of all time. His story is just amazing. He's still playing overseas, making a lot of money. Uh-huh. He bounced around the NBA training camps a little bit, and he was in the D-League last year. You know, I'll never forget that kid. He really helped me along the way.
I'm sure you've bumped into Elliot Munns, who's now coaching the girls over at Jackson.
And I kind of went off on Elliot last week because he's one of my favorite guys. You know, he got teed up a couple of games ago, and he had to miss a game. And I said, Elliot, take it easy, because when you get thrown out of games or get a technical foul, it really makes an impact on your team.
So Everett tomorrow, that'll they've given you some fits, haven't they, Steve?
They have, Greg. They've ended our season, the past 2 seasons, in the postseason. They beat us in the district, and they beat us in the regional finals last year. We've beaten them, you know, the last 3 times we've beaten them in the regular season. So, like you said, Greg, earlier, you know, you just never know. They're teenagers. If they come to play hard, you know, we just see what happens, and hopefully we can get the win tomorrow night.
What kind of draw did you get in the tournament, Steve?
We have to play 3 games. We don't get a bye. We open up with Grand Ledge, and then we probably have to play Waverly in the semifinals, which will be at Lansing Everett this year.
Mm-hmm. Waverly's decent.
Yeah, they're playing really well. Jaden Sutton's a really good guard. Craig Fields is an awesome coach. We've played them so many times. Unfortunately, last year we had to play them twice back-to-back at the end of the season in the first round of the district.
I know you play them one at a time, but looking ahead, Steve, is this a team that can do some damage in the tournament?
Yeah, I really feel this way this year, Greg. In the past, I never really thought we can go all the way. We have 4 goals, and the first one's to win the regular season conference championship, and then the districts, then regionals, and our 4th goal of the year is to win the state championship at Breslin.
Well, I know Danny's kicking himself that they let you get out of town unbeaten. Suddeth had a heck of a game, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. He was shooting threes. He was driving to the basket. He was a menace. And we were trying all different things in the first half. Greg, what we try to do with our defensive plan this year is we try to take out the best player from the opposing team and shut him down. And you know, I'm a little disappointed in Dan Crowley because I was hoping he would bring me a few donuts from Hinckley's before the game and try to butter me up a little bit.
Hey, that's the Bill Belichick way of doing it, shutting down that best player.
Yeah, and I think I've learned that from him. I read so many articles, Greg, on coaching, and I do believe you're right. I think I did read that from Bill Belichick.
So who do you like in the Super Bowl, Steve?
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw Tom Brady a couple of nights ago talk about his hero, his role model, and he talked about his dad, and he shed some tears. And you know, I'm a big Giants fan, New York Giants, so it's hard to root for the Patriots or anyone from Boston area. I'm going to go with the Falcons because I really like their coach, Coach Quinn. I've read some great stories about him, so I'm going to pull for the Falcons. How about you?
I'm right with you. We just had somebody on. I said I really like Dan Quinn.
Yeah, he's something else. His story is great. I would recommend to all your listeners to Google Dan Quinn and read some of his stories. The players love him.
Well, Steve, thanks for stopping by. Great year. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks so much. And, Greg, stay warm today. It's a little nippy out here.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Steve Fenimore, head coach at East Lansing. He's just a few wins behind Roy Johnston, who got win number 729 last night. That's the all-time record as Beaverton nip Farwell 61-24. So Coach Johnston, 729. He passes the legendary Lofton Green, who finished with 720. Man, that's a lot of wins. Can you imagine that many wins?